Before we begin this episode, I'm gonna give a huge shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. Your support really helps us continue to produce this podcast. A special shout out to our I know her level patrons. No, our BBF BFFs level patrons who are Christian Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, and Cassandra Tapia. Y'all are real ones. Thank you for your support. If you want to throw us anywhere between like $1 or more, you can get special prizes like video episodes, bonus episodes, and an archive of, at this point, almost a decade of content, like extra content. So go check us out on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. The link is in the description. All right, let's do it live. Hello, hello, hello. I am one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And what's our recession indicator today, Cassandra?
Let me, because I want to quote directly, but it's from our friends over at Fox News. Just kidding, imagine. That was a crazy thing to say. I'm sorry. Not our friends at all. But during a segment a few weeks ago, someone on Fox, like this was a Fox News interview segment or whatever, and they were doing a tips to save money during the holiday. But they're really like, this is what they said. They said, remember, adults don't need gifts. Focus on the people in your life who are age 3 to 18. Grandma doesn't need slippers. If they don't live by you, don't get them a gift. And this is a recession indicator. Indicator because this is coming from the people who are always like, there's a war. There's a war on Christmas, right? Like, we need to protect Christmas at all costs, and capitalism rocks and whatever, whatever. But this year, they're like, actually, not everyone needs a gift. Your grandma is fine. And before this, they also had another segment about, I wish I could pull it up right now, but they were really like going hard for Hamburger Helper. Like, they were like, yeah, like Hamburger Helper's like come it's like coming back, right? Like, and it's like, yeah, because people don't have money for groceries, but they were making it seem like it was like, hell yeah, like Hamburger Helper's back, baby. And like, here's some tips on these recipes. And a mess. The point is, we're still in a fucking recession, and the government is still shut down.
No.
It is.
Is it?
It's
I
still shut
came
down.
back.
Yeah. No.
That's how we got the
No.
Epstein files. That's how they voted and we got the Epstein
Oh,
files
when
out.
did they come back? Oh my God. I've
Like on the
been.
26th. I like last Monday, I want to say. Yeah. I mean, shit still. I mean, people like, for example, because they were out, people still didn't get their like
Oh, yeah.
checks
It
in
says.
time.
Sorry, I just Googled it, and this is from the White House. It says Democrats shut down the government for a record 43 days.
Damn.
Okay.
But yeah, people's
All right.
benefits are still stalled.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That I was just like, oh, like I whatever. Doesn't
But
matter.
I want to respond to the recession indicator really quick because I actually think the opposite should be happening. I actually don't think kids need gifts. Kids get gifts every day because they don't pay for shit.
Oh my God. Okay.
Adults need gifts.
Stop
So,
it.
like, no. And especially like if you have siblings or whatever, like there are fewer adults than kids usually in families. So if you want to be real about it, from an economical standpoint, only the adults should get gifts because there's probably like, there's two kids for every one adult usually. So in a Mexican household, maybe. And so it'll save you money if you
Not
get that per
you
adult.
telling people to not buy kids.
As no, do not buy Mexican kids anything. But no, don't
Wow.
buy kids shit. Buy your
Oh
people
my
your
God. Just that
age
you
and
hate
older.
children, bro. I'm
No,
like the opposite.
they have gifts. And
I
honestly,
mean,
if you give kids like a rock or like a 99-cent toy, they're still hyper. Like they still love that shit. Like.
I was gonna say, I feel like, I mean, everyone's different. I'm the opposite. I feel like in my family, people buy kid stuff and like that's it. No, we don't buy each other anything like that. Shopping, my child particularly, I don't even know what to get him ever. He doesn't like anything. He doesn't like toys. He doesn't like anything. He likes hiking. Like, He likes being outside. So it's like more of like going on adventures than like, but I feel like children just like to open stuff. You know what I mean? So it's like getting them a bunch of little, like something to just be excited about to like open. It doesn't have to be like some ex, well, I'm speaking for myself, like some ex, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when I think about buying stuff for my son, even though he doesn't like anything, I still want him to just participate and like open and see
Yeah.
gifts. But I'm like, I don't know what to put in there. He's the only person I shop for, so and anyway, doesn't matter. but I get what you're saying. I mean, it would be nice for someone to give us a little gift, like pay my water bill or something, you know? Like that would be
Yeah.
nice. Get fill up my tank with gas, like buy me some socks.
Controversial take. Only buying gifts for kids is discriminatory against people who
Oh
don't
my
have
God.
kids or can't
I'm
have
leaving
kids.
this podcast. Goodbye,
So
everybody.
let's talk about
I'm
that. Because
goodbye.
why do I have to buy gifts for my fucking 13 nieces and nephews and I don't get nothing? So,
Well,
no.
I'm sorry you have that many.
Yeah, me too.
13?
Probably more, honestly. 10. 14. Yeah.
14?
Yeah, bitch, that's where we are right now in life.
Give them all $10 and call it a day. A little gift card out of I don't know.
Yeah. So think about that next time, people. But yeah, so Fox News just going ape shit. Also the hamburger helper thing, it's like how out of touch are you with your like voter base or your audience that like you don't register the fact that they're like struggling? Like that's crazy.
You know, they're never gonna denounce capitalism. They're just like, it's fine. It's fine. Just, you know, instead of Thanksgiving dinner, just make some hamburger helper and just buy, you know, Dollar Tree gifts for the kids. That's all you gotta do. And it's fine. It's a perfect holiday.
Yeah.
Don't know.
I will say I don't think I've interacted with a hamburger helper.
I feel like I've ate hamburger helper maybe like 3 times in my entire life, and it was weird. Like
When
it's
I
very much like a white, I don't know,
yeah,
for
when I
me, like
when I
it's not something my mom would make like ever.
when I think about like struggle meals, I think about Maruchan, like ramen noodles. Mac and cheese, beans on toast,
Quesadillas.
rice
Always
stuff.
quesadillas,
No, that takes too long. Ugh.
sopa. I
Tuna.
know. Tuna salad's my go-to.
Yeah, I do love a tuna. Sometimes I'll just eat it. Just like open a can of tuna, spray some mustard, and just go to town.
Mine's mayonnaise. That's the only time I'll eat mayonnaise. I don't like usually mayonnaise, but tuna mayonnaise.
Yeah. So as you were saying, Congress or whatever is back, the Senate is back. The government shutdown has ended, and with that was the sudden release of the Epstein files, which still haven't been super public, but little bits and pieces have come out. Most notably, well, first of all, like a bunch of people are implicated, including Bill Clinton, and like the Democrats are people are like, now you don't want the Republicans are like, oh, now you don't want it. Now that like your fellow liberals are implicated, and it's like, no, like everybody's going to jail. Like everybody, round them all up, lock her up, even though Hillary's not really in there as like a perpetrator, but as a joke, unfortunately. But in part of these Epstein files, there was one where Epstein is saying that Trump went down on Bill Clinton. And that's the email that has made the most noise. And somebody drew a diagram of like, these are the people who have sucked Bill Clinton's dick, and it's like Monica Lewinsky, Hillary Clinton. and now Donald Trump, but that somebody responded to that saying there's actually no evidence that Hillary Clinton has ever sucked Bill Clinton's dick. So that's the state of politics right now.
I hate when it's like this a sexual predator, like a Trump, like P. Diddy. I can't think of someone else, and it's always like the gay
Weinstein.
allegations where people are like mad about or joking about, or oh, you know what I mean? Where they draw the line, and it's like everything else, like. You know what I mean? Because there was like some, not all, but some MAGA people who were like, you know what I mean? Like, I draw the
Burning their
line. I'm like, you
hats,
draw the line here at the gay, at the gay allegations, whatever. Because I mean, whatever.
Allegations.
Allegations, whatever.
It's like that
I
meme
don't
of
trust those.
community where
Sorry, go
it's
ahead.
like it's that meme of community where like I draw the line at like I'm okay with racism, but I draw the line at
Yeah.
animal abuse.
Like, I'm okay with fascism and rounding people up and cutting SNAP benefits to like children and blah blah blah, but I draw the line at you sucking Bill Clinton's dick. Okay. Anyway, I don't trust those files because
Oh no, they've been
it's just
tampered
like
with.
all of a sudden you want to release them from one day to the next, like God. And they're probably only gonna like make it to where only like Democrats are
Implicated?
implicated, which is like fine. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck who you are, you know what I mean? But obviously they're gonna take their names off, or at least a majority Republican. So it's like we don't even trust that these haven't been messed with or altered, or that we're gonna receive that they're gonna implicate Trump specifically, right? Because like why would he change his mind from one day to the next?
But also it's like he's already been convicted of crimes like in the past and nothing happened. So where do we go from here? Like
Yeah, it's like even if he was, people would still find, or his followers would still find a way to try to justify it or defend it or deny it. And like, nothing is gonna happen. Nothing is gonna happen to this man. Ms. How is he even the president right now?
I mean, okay, best case scenario, something happens to this man. He goes to jail. And then what we get with JD Vance and Erica Kirk as our first lady.
Gosh. No sé, right?
But I mean, other things that have happened in the White House is that Zohran visited the White House and he seemed very charmed by. Trump seemed very charmed by Zohran. And even allowed him to call him a fascist to his face. Like when being interviewed, the interviewer was like, "You've called Trump a fascist." And like Zohran was trying to find like the PC way to say yeah. And then Trump's like, "It's okay, you can say yes. You can just say yes." And Zohran was just like, "Yes, I've called him a fascist." And like days later, he was like, "Oh, I've seen. After having conversations with Zohran, I see some things, I understand some things better, and I predict that I may like him more than some Democrats like him."
That's crazy. It's, I don't know. It's, I'm like, It's crazy that you have to like laugh or shake hands with like someone that you're calling a fascist. You know what I mean? Where it's like, and I know people are like, it's his job, like blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, sure. But like that aside, it's like, if I was, if, I don't know. Like, if you were meeting with fucking Hitler or someone and you're like, ha, you're a fascist, let's shake hands. Like, that's a little crazy. I also, it's not surprising to me that Trump handled it that way, that he was charmed or whatever we're calling it, that he was nice to him, or that he, you know what I mean, liked him or whatever. That doesn't surprise me at all. I feel like, what's his name? Trump is very. He's all about optics. You know what I mean? Like what makes him look good. And if meeting this man and he's a charming guy and everybody likes him, why not? Why, you know what I mean? Like, That's not surprising to me. I think what's weird is like, I don't know, like, are you, I don't know, like, are you just a charming person or what were y'all saying in back there behind closed doors?
Well, I think that Trump, like at the root of him, he's egotistical. He's ultimately a populist. He wants to appeal to the most people more than he is a politician. I think that the politics is just a way for him to be liked or whatever. And I think that when you see the tides turn, and in some ways, Mamdani is also like a populist. Like he's also someone who is popular, whose work serves to help the most people as opposed to like special interests, right? And it just happens that his message is the opposite of Trump. The mistake in the Democrats is that they didn't think that they needed to do hard pivots away from Trumpism or centrism. And so now they're scrambling to look relevant again. But everything is proving that, classic Democrats, that classic Democratic Party is dead.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, I don't, I mean, yeah, there's still some people here that are gonna keep voting Democrat and are like gonna be loyal, vote blue no matter who to the end, unfortunately. But I think, especially after last election, I feel like people that would normally vote Democrat or consider themselves Democrats or liberals are shifting to
Yeah.
what? You know, there's probably still trying to figure it out, whatever, but yeah, the Democratic Party, no,
Yeah.
not it, not it.
Then there's, I think that with podcasts like the I've Had It people, I think they're called, which is those two like middle-aged like suburban Y moms that are like, pretty progressive and put a lot of Democrats' feet to the fire. I think that is one direction that we're moving in. All these articles are always trying to find like the Joe Rogan of the left. And initially they were, pegging Hassan to be that person, but it turns out that it's these wine moms from the middle of nowhere suburbs. And so I think that that is turning the tide as well. Like, people not only seeing through like the last elections, but people being more vocal throughout demographics. What else had you mentioned? Oh, that reminds me, somebody else who's changing tide to, or going through all demographics is fucking ICE is recruiting on Univision and Telemundo. And so folks are saying to pull the plug on or stop watching Telemundo. And yeah, well, first of all, to go along with that, like I want to remind folks that Univision in Trump's first run, they gave more airtime to news about Trump than news about Hillary. And secondly, like the numbers of Latinos voting for Trump also went up in this last election. And if I'm not mistaken, Latino women in New York voted Republican more this time than they have in a while. So shit is
Yeah, I
okay.
mean, look at these like Nazi affiliated groups like Proud Boys or like Nick Fuentes. They're all like Latinos. I mean, I know it's like, oh, they're mixed or they're percentage or they're white Cuban, they're white Latinos, but they're still Latinos. They're still Latinos. And I mean, we go back to like the term Latino and like how it's such a broad, it covers so many people, right? Because like, I don't know, I always feel like it's a cop out when we're like talking about anything that's like race related within the Latinx community, because people will be like, oh, they're just white Latinos, and it's like, no, some of you are fucking beaners, okay, like dead ass, like some of you are also on that. It's not just because they're white, okay, it's because you're whatever. But yeah, it's Here, like for example, in Texas, which is like a red state, obviously, but the major cities like Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso, and all the border cities specifically are always blue. Like everything else is red, but like the big cities in Texas are always blue, and especially the border, like along the border cities. And like this last election, it shifted. It's like now there's a lot of Republicans in El Paso and in the border cities, and like that's scary. When like the border cities are turning red, that's scary, especially here in Texas. So yes, there has been a jump, and I don't know. I mean, I want to say for Latinos, for men specifically, it's like the machismo, right? It's like in America, we are brown men. We are class, usually working class, not all, but like working class, right? Undocumented, maybe, but also just like US born Latinos here. And because they're not privileged under this racial patriarchy, it's like, you know what I mean? Like they have to try to kind of go with the machismo. I don't know if that makes sense, right? With like the hyper vigilant, violent, like to get some power back, right? That's what I feel. It's like not a justification or excuse, obviously, but now we're seeing it like with the elections in New York. I had posted because the Latinas were,
Like 40%, wasn't it?
yeah,
It
it was
was
like
a bad
high. It was
number.
like usually it's kind of like white
30.
men, white women, and then black men, black women that usually always vote Democrat. Not all, obviously, but like the highest numbers. And then it's like Latinas and then Latino men. But this time it was like the same, or like Latinas were higher. And I'm like, what is happening? And I was like trying to think. I've been trying to think like specifically like with Latinas, like what's going on, right? Because everyone's getting more racist. Everyone's getting more bigoted. Everyone's getting more conservative, right? Everybody, not just, I mean, not me. Not me, but you know what I mean? Like as a whole, like this whole country is kind of going through like the trad wife bullshit, like the conservative bullshit. But like with Latinas specifically, I'm like, what is going on? Like specifically with Latinas, like what is it that is it because we see like Latino men doing it, and it's, you know what I mean? Like they're taking us along with them, or is it the trad wife thing that I feel would be appealing to Latinas,
I
right?
mean,
Because
the
it's like
trad wife shit never went out of style with the
with
Latinx
Latinas,
community,
right? There and like every time, because sometimes like on reels, I'll get conservative reels, right? Like from MAGA people. And sometimes I'll watch them because I want to see what kind of bullshit they're saying before I block them. Or sometimes I'll be like, shut up, Beaner. And I get some of the like the MAGA Latinas, and they pretty much are that. They're like, oh, these are my conservative values. Like Latinos always have are traditionally, they use that word a lot, traditionally conservative. And I know Republicans say this too, right? They're always like, why aren't we appealing to like Latino voters when we are all about family and we're all about God, and like those are their values too, blah blah blah. So I don't know if it's that, but I don't know. We need
I
to we
mean,
need to,
I mean, we also look at the fact that like Mexico up until fairly recently had like a pretty conservative party that had been ruling them for like 30 years plus.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with like Latinas in the US though? Like if you specifically if you're not an immigrant and you like grew up here, and I know you're like still in touch with like Mexican culture, but like here, like I feel like that's, I don't know. It could be the trad wife. Honestly, it could be the trad wife thing.
The trad wife
The
life.
trad wife life.
That was never
'Cause it
appealing
went
to
from
you.
like Latinas being in the like in the woke era where it was like Latina
Educate a
graduating, like
Latina,
educated Latinas, and like blah blah. And now I don't see that as much. And it could be just me, but I feel like now, like I said, we're all shifting. It's like all shifting to like the trad wife bullshit, like the I'm just a girl, hey, whatever. No, use your brain. We're smarter than men, ladies. Okay, we don't need them to think for us. I'm just like, it was cute in the beginning. Like, I didn't mind it. Like, he's like, oh, I'm just a girl. And like, I turn my brain off when I'm with him and like, okay, whatever. But now, in conjunction with like the trad wife and the conservatism, whatever that word is, it's like, no, it's not cute anymore. Like,
Have
I
some
mean, I get
self-respect.
it. Yeah, I get it. Like, I would like love to be taken care of and never have to work again, especially I'm fucking tired, bro. I'm a single mom. Like, I'm tired. I would love that. And then when, but if you really sit there and think about it, no, I'm like, no, because men use finances to control you. That's like the whole thing. Like, you need to have your own money. Women fought, not all women, right? Because it's like when we're like, oh, women fought for you to go to work. It's like women of color specifically have always worked. That's more like white women shit. But we've always worked. But as far as like owning our own money, owning credit cards, owning property, like being independent, like that should be like bring that shit back, because this whole relying on men to just stay home and have babies, and that's not necessarily an issue. I've never found that an issue if that's what you want to do. But if it's in conjunction with this like traditional conservative ideas, no. No. We're going back. Yeah, no. When I see the I'm just a girl, or I turn my brain off around my boyfriend and I'm just so stupid, I don't know how to do anything, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
No.
But I mean, Univision's onto something if they kept advertising ICE on there. But yeah, tell your mama to turn that shit off. Tell her to pirate the novelas. They can't be that good. But what else has been happening?
What has been happening?
Oh, there's that ex-GOP aide who paid a fetish artist to mutilate her to claim it was anti-Trump attack.
What?
Yeah, this happened recently. Well, the thing that happened in July or something like that, but she went on social media saying she was jumped by like leftists and that they like scratched her up and tagged on her body. But it turned out that she paid some fetish art like person to like basically do that to her. So the fucking MAGA out here making themselves the victims once again, even though nobody's coming after them like that. Like I don't know why they want to be the victims so bad. Like, isn't it bad enough that you already have like the cultural like dominance right now and the
That's
power?
what I don't get too. It's like you have the, oh, I voted for this. I voted for this, annoying people.
Yeah.
And it's like people are being rounded up. People are losing their health care, their education. Like, you know what I mean? It's like you're at the top right now. Like, you're in power. Like, what more do you fucking want?
Yeah. Oh, and before I forget, like speaking on like conservative Latinos, there was like the whole protest that happened in Mexico against like the current president's government apparently, but like it was an AstroTurf protest where they claimed it was like a bunch of Gen Z people who were leading it, and they were even had like one piece like paraphernalia and flags to show that, oh, we're a bunch of young, anime watching kids, but it turned out to be a bunch of old people, and a lot of them were based in the US, or being or funding through the US. So that's interesting that happened when we talk about like conservative Mexicans or conservative Latinos, like when they're protesting a fairly progressive government over there. Yeah. The US Homeland Security account, Security News account, tweet it in support of them on the 14th of November.
The Homeland Security Twitter account that is based in Israel.
Oh shit.
So like over the weekend there was a new feature on Twitter that was like now people are going to be able to know where you are tweeting from. What is your location, right? And so some people were like, "Oh, this is dangerous." I personally can see that. But also, it gave us a lot. It gave us a lot actually. The best thing Elon has done, I might add. Because now, all of a sudden, all of the accounts when this happened, probably like on Saturday, I don't remember what day it was, like you were able to see where everyone is from, where everyone is tweeting from, right? And so a lot of those MAGA accounts, like, are mostly from Nigeria, from India, from Denmark, from Israel, from like everywhere but the fucking US. And half of it is like it's not funny. It's like we've heard about these bots, right? About these Russian bots specifically in like the 2016 election. So it's like not surprising, but it's like it's fucking hilarious. And then the other half of me is like, I feel like a lot of these accounts that are like from Nigeria, for example, like they're scamming MAGA people, and I kind of support their grind a little bit, right? Because they're like they get paid. If you're a verified user on Twitter, like you get paid for your engagement and your tweets, and these people have a lot of followers. And so, maybe they're like, "Let me make this fake fucking MAGA account and get some money." That's what's funny to me. But the Homeland Security account was like from Israel, and I saw this with my own eyes, guys. Okay, I saw it with my own eyes. So did a lot of other people that took screenshots. And so people were obviously like, "What the hell? Like, why are you based in Israel?" And then a few hours later, they changed the update to where like it was excluding like government accounts, right? Because like I'm going on the like now it's not there. Like if you're a government official or a politician, I guess, like you don't have like it won't show you that. But what's crazy is that the Homeland Security people are really denying, are saying that these screenshots are fake and that people were altering them. They're like, "No, that's crazy." Like, oh yeah. So they said, "Oh, man, sorry guys, my hand slipped. Sorry." Okay, so they said, "I can't believe we have to say this, but this account has only ever been run and operated from the US. Screenshots are easy to forge, videos are easy to manipulate. Thank you for your attention to this matter." I don't know why that's so crazy to me, because nothing this administration does is like should be surprising at this point, but it's wild because I saw that shit with my own eyes, and so did a lot of other people. And like for them to literally be like, "You all are lying, like this is fake," is wild. It is wild. But they're really out here tweeting from fucking Israel, the Homeland Security people.
God. What else was tied to that? I don't know why he would like burn. Well, I guess he has no allegiance to Trump anymore, I guess.
Oh, Elon?
Elon.
Oh.
I was like, 'cause why would you do that if you had any
I don't even
knowledge?
think it was he they probably didn't even think of that. Clearly, they were like, I don't even think they were probably trying to expose anyone necessarily. Like it was I because that's why they changed it so quickly. You know what I mean? I'm all me from the US still sad. Sadly, tweeting from the US.
But what else happened this week? Oh yeah, but you know who is in allegiance with Trump now? Is our dear friend Nicki Minaj.
Oh, I'm a who? Nicki fucking Minaj. I
They
can't
were,
with her. I can't. I don't even know where to begin with her. Like, I'm just like, this woman does not exist to me anymore. Like,
Oh,
I've.
absolutely not.
Because, like, what? At this point.
Your
I mean,
music
she's. I mean, this is
sucks,
like,
like.
she just keeps getting trashier and trash. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, this is just like. I was done with her way back a few years ago, but like this
Yeah.
is definitely like, girl, what are you doing? So if you don't know, she went to the, was it the United Nations, right?
Yeah.
United Nations like a week ago to give a speech about essentially being an imperialist lapdog for the
Yeah.
US and like encouraging them or like validating their whole thing of like wanting to, I don't know if
It
invade's the right word, Nigeria.
yeah,
It's
they she,
Nigeria, right?
yeah, she was saying that Christians are being persecuted in Nigeria and that essentially the US needs to intervene.
To intervene, sorry, not invade,
Yeah.
intervene. And this was because I guess the US had made some tweet. I don't know if it was Homeland, some government
It
account
was Trump
was like,
himself.
it was Trump himself talking
Yeah.
about how Christians are being targeted in Nigeria, right? And so she retweeted it like, yes, blah, blah, blah. Like, I agree, and all this bullshit. So then they were like, hell yeah, like, come speak for the United Nations. Like, let's get Nicki Minaj out here. I'm sorry, y'all. And yeah, and then of course she couldn't miss the opportunity. And it's like, girl, first of all, let's pretend that you really care about. Oh my gosh. Let me drink some water, y'all. Okay. Let's pretend that she actually cared about Christians in Nigeria, right? Like,
Yeah.
I guess. But it's like, do your research. Like, eat, like. Oh my God. I don't even know. It just.
And like
Like,
it.
you think that the US cares about any Nigerian?
Yeah.
Like, anyone really that's not like some white person in the US?
Yeah.
That they don't have ulterior motives, like, right? Like, imperialist motives, like oil or whatever other natural resources they want to get their hands on.
Yeah.
And now she's like also tweeting, I don't know, because sometimes I see people reshare her stuff,
Yeah.
and obviously she's like standing by that. Like, she's like, yeah, like tweeting pictures of like the White House and like how she's like Trump's friend, and just, girl, bye. Like, you're so far gone. Like, just, I
Yeah.
don't even understand. Like, people, like, obviously, people are gonna have fans still. Like, I don't even know if Azealia Banks still has fans, but
Oh
there's still gonna be
no.
people. But, like, the fact that her fan base is gay and
Yeah.
black, I would say, or like at least like people of color mostly, right? It's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
And like, people are still gonna support her.
Yeah. And
Bar.
like it wasn't this whole thing with Trump is bad enough that she went to the fucking UN out of all places to talk about this shit. Which by the way, there has been even the Nigerian government on are like, hey, first of all, like the discrimination you're talking about, like, A, it's not like government mandated, like it's not like we're anti-Christians. It's like independent actors, B. And C, like there's no like the rates are not so severe that they're it's like the same with every other discrimination, which you know like all discriminations are bad, yada yada, but there's not like this targeted move against Christians, right? So all that bad. But even before that, she had like when I started understanding that she was pro-Trump, it's like she had like little breadcrumbs to this moment. Like when in her lives her people, her fans wanted her to like talk about, you know, or condemn Trump and she would like block them. Because she lets people like speak on it and then she and then they were like, hey, we saw you like this tweet, blah blah, like, you know, Trump is bad, blah blah. Can you say something, you know, to like calm rumors or whatever? She would block them. But when gay marriage, because you know, same-sex marriage was there was a possibility that it was going to be up for like the Supreme Court was going to relook at it recently. Because I think what's her name, Kim Davis, the ugly ass biatch, who was you know the subject of you know why this even went to court in the first place. She tried to get that repealed but failed, and Trump When that happened, he made like a little video that recounted all the successes that the administration had gone, and the quote, the caption was like, we might have failed today, but this is all the great stuff that we've done. And Nicki Minaj was like, yeah, like, she's tweeted in support of it. So this has been like long coming, right? She, when was it? When Cynthia Nixon was running for mayor of New York back in the day, she tweeted a support of, who was it? Andrew Cuomo at the time, or was it Eric Adams? Like, she's been on this, like, right-leaning,
Yeah, like she always has been, and I feel like now she's just
mask off.
comfortable enough to just, especially I think with people being like her fighting everybody, right? Like Meg Stallion, Cardi B, like all the feuds with Jay-Z, like I feel like her popularity is like slowly tanking. So maybe she's like, oh, like full mask off because now I'll get new fans. Right, like the Republicans, because now Republicans are like, oh my God, Nicki Minaj is so cool. Like I in her tweets or whatever, in her replies. So that's what people do.
I mean, Turning Point USA needs somebody to headline their halftime show. So I think that her and Sydney Sweeney have
I
seen.
think they have to be white though.
Yeah, you think?
Like, I don't even think
I
they're
mean,
racist as fuck.
didn't they let Snoop Dogg talk in the inauguration?
I don't even know what, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah, shit's all over the place. But I had already put Nicki Minaj on my, like, don't listen on my playlist type of shit. Her and Kanye, and Azealia Banks. Although sometimes I just need that injection of 212, to be honest with you. All right. Anything else before we go on to talk about what made you less bitter?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. So,
I
what
don't
made you
know.
less bitter this week?
So, let me tell you. So, well, first, I want to tell everyone, in case y'all were wondering, I can breathe now a lot better. Okay. I think it might have been allergies. I thought I had mold for a second. It's not funny. And okay, it's too personal. Anyway, I was like, I've been feeling kind of like bummed out a little bit this weekend because I was like, the holidays are really hard. Like Thanksgiving, my birthday is right next to it, and Christmas because like it's like winter. It's depressing. It's depression, right? Like I usually go into a depressive episode. It's like, my family doesn't really celebrate holidays. Like we don't get together, so I'm always alone. So it's just like a very like lonely, sad, depressing time. And so like I have to mentally prepare for it. Like, okay, let me, whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is that I went out on Saturday and I went to one of my favorite bars that I only go to two bars. So I went to this bar and the bartender obviously knows me. Like he knows my drink and whatever, whatever. And he usually like will hook me up a little bit. Like he'll charge me only for like one drink here and there, whatever. But that day when I went, I was all sad. And he was like, obviously, I don't think he knew I was sad. But anyway, the point is he was like, no, it's fine. Like you don't have to pay. And it felt really cool. Not even because I didn't have to pay. I was just like, oh, like that's so nice, right? Like obviously I tipped him, whatever. Then the next day, I was also like still feeling, sad. I like hang out by myself. Usually I don't like have friends. And so I went to Winks. I went to a bar and then I saw the other bartender that knows me, and he did the same. And he was like, it's fine, like whatever. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. And then I went to Wingstop because I was hungry. And then when I got there, the worker, I was like, oh, like I forgot to pay for an extra order an extra ranch or something or whatever. And she was like, no, like I got you. Like you're my favorite customer. And I was like, yeah, right. Like this girl doesn't even know who I am. But then she was like, yeah, like I really like your tattoo. Like I want to get a tattoo like you and whatever. And she was like so sweet. And she was like giving me all this free stuff. And I was like, no, like I'm fine. But I was just like, wow, like I hate that my community is the bartender and the girl at
Oh
Wingstop.
no.
But it still felt really nice to be like, I'm sad, but like these people see me. And even
Yeah.
if it's just like a customer, like I will take it. It was just very nice. That's all. I'm all that's all.
Aww. Things that have made me feel less bitter is I fully got engulfed in Wicked Mania. Like, I love
Like the
Wicked.
movie?
Yeah, I love Wicked. Even the and so I got like an outfit and I, went with my bestie and the movie did suck, but it was still
I've never seen those
you've
movies.
never seen Wicked? Oh my
I
God.
didn't. I was like shocked that there was a part two. I was like, wait, what?
Well, there's yeah, it's
Is it a
still
part two? It's like a
it's a
continuation. Like
continuation, yeah.
they're split into two different movies.
Yeah, it's very that. It's
Okay.
very money
That's
focused.
long. That's a long fucking play. Like, what is it about?
It's
I'll read
about
it. I'll read
no, there's no
it.
you should watch it. The first movie's really
It's
good,
just like
actually.
musicals. Like, I like, I'm not, I don't hate musicals, but it
Yeah.
has to be very, like, I have to like the songs. And I feel like I wouldn't like those songs. They're very theater. And I don't care about that.
I will say that the first movie is really good and you should just
Okay.
watch it.
I might do that on Thanksgiving then.
Yeah. And if you feel like you still need more story after that, then you should watch the rest of it, but you don't need to. I
Okay.
think it's not a for sh I think it's a satisfying enough ending. I don't think that yeah, it's a satisfying enough ending.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So you got into it and it made you less bitter?
Yes.
Or like you watched the movies?
I watched the movies, yeah, and it made me less bitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
You hadn't watched it when it came out, the first one.
I did watch the
Or,
first one, not the
oh,
second
okay.
one.
Oh, you
Yeah.
watched the second one.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That's it for me. Oh. Yeah. Also, I bought the new Pokemon game, so that's always a great time for me. Yeah. And yeah, with that, I am good to go. Thank y'all for tuning in, and we hope to see you next week.
Yes,
Happy
it'll be
Thanksgiving.
a new month, December.
Yeah. Oh
And
my God.
my birthday's the last day.
Yeah.
And then it's like it's a new month, but it's fine because we're
Yeah.
still in Sag season. So I
Happy
hope y'all are
early
enjoying
birthday.
and surviving this fucking retrograde that is fucking everybody up.
Yeah.
Just saying. Good luck to you all. And we'll see you when the retrograde is over in a week.
All right, y'all. Take
Have
care.
nice holidays. Week, whatever. Okay.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Before we head out, I want to give a shout out to our I Know Her Level patrons, who are Fernando Peña, Selena Portera, Dercy, Miranda E, Magdalena Salcedo, Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca Garcia. Y'all are real ones. All right. If you want to support us and get shout outs, you should also listen to us on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. All right, y'all. Take care.